Hi, this is Verna with a custom refinish. I'm here with Jody Cruz from Sierra Nevada Properties, and I had a few questions for you, Jody. How are you today?
Hi, Verna. I'm good.
If I'm going to be looking at selling my home, would I need to fix it up first?
There are simple things that you can do to prep a home for sale, and the biggest thing would be to declutter. So act as if you're already moving. The simplest part of the way to do that is pack things that you aren't using, get things off the counters, you know, just start going through closets and shoes and act as if you're already in that moving process and declutter that place. Make room so when that buyer walks in and they look at your house, they can see their stuff in that house. Too much clutter, too much furniture, just really, you know, a lot of buyers don't have the vision. And so you've got to be able to give them room to see their belongings and their family in your house. So it's just, so that's the simple step. I am working on a couple places right now that have some peeling paint, you know, around the perimeter of the house, the siding. If you're going to be selling your house and it's within that price range for an FHA buyer, you can't have peeling paint. So there's an inspection, that FHA inspection is going to call out that peeling paint. So there's little things that you can do ahead of time. You know, slap some paint on a corner of the house or on some trim so it's not peeling anymore and it's not going to be called out. So you can get ahead of the inspections and, you know, making it pretty, giving it some curb appeal. All those are real simple things. If it's vacant and you want to sell it, you can go as far as home staging. So you can get very simple or you can get pretty fancy with preparing your home for sale.
Nice. Is that part of the value you offer? Would you be able to come in give me some tips when I'm thinking about selling?
Absolutely. Yep, I do that every single time. I walk through and help people move things around or declutter or look at. So if there's face plate missing for an electrical outlet, that's got to be covered up. So there's little simple things. And then absolutely, you know, you want to make sure that there's no smells. So shampooing the carpet or, you know, if you're a smoker, throwing some paint on the wall so it covers up that smoky smell. So, yeah, absolutely. I do that with every sale.